Hello, guys, and welcome to another episode of
Woman Bean.
No laughing after, no laughing after. Okay. We're green and glowing over here.
It's hard.
It's hard. Oh my God, how have you guys been? It's so exciting to talk to you again. Yeah. It always is, isn't it?
Always.
We're going to try hard to laugh less in this episode.
Hopefully.
Try to be serious for once in our lives.
Amen. Especially the fact that we're about to talk about something that seems very serious.
Yeah. It's very, very serious. But then again, is it? Life is not serious. I'm telling you, period. Anyway. So today I wanted to introduce a new segment to our episode. It's called Mado. So this new segment called Mado.
Said it very lightly for me.
Mado. This new segment is going to just be myself and Ose reacting to some of the crazy things that you guys put about your lives on the internet.
A lot of crazy.
I always wonder how people are so. Babe, how people are so vulnerable
online.
On the internet.
I think, I don't even know, but if I remember how I started using Twitter and how I just used to write stuff, maybe in that age then, you know, it felt like there's people out there that really care about what you're saying, right? Maybe. I never really understand it. I mean, I try to sympathize with you.
Exactly.
But I never really understand fully how you've left the reality of people around you. Left every other person.
I'm telling
and
you.
Then it's a bunch of other people that you want to pour out, you know, such pain to. But I mean, people are people and they want to find comfort where they want to find comfort.
Yeah,
from,
man.
So.
To each their own. And to be honest, if they didn't do that, we wouldn't have Mado.
It's how you found a way to find a benefit from somebody else's pain.
We won't have Mado.
All right,
so
yeah.
Lovely. Okay, so the first story that will feature on our podcast is from an anonymous sender, and he says, "Good afternoon." Okay, so maybe I should first give this disclaimer. Please, these stories, I find them on a Twitter page called Sawiz. So shout out Sawiz. I don't want anybody to say that I'm using their content. Yeah, so just to get that out of the air. Okay, so the person says, good afternoon.
Yeah.
Please, something about my relationship has been bothering me lately and I'd like your take on it. So on Valentine's Eve, around 9 p.m., I called my girlfriend. She told me she was on her way to her friend's place and had to get back because of the rain. I asked her what she was going to do. And she said she was bored, so she was going to spend time at her friend's. I have no problem with that.
Wait, help me. Valentine's Eve.
Yeah.
That's the night before Valentine.
That's the night before 13th. Valentine. Right. Yeah, the night of the 13th, around 9 p.m.
9 p.m. Very important information.
Yeah, do you understand?
Yeah.
So he asks her what she's going to do, and she says she's bored and she's spending time at her friend's. He now says, I have no problem with that. We were talking, and she got two knots on... What's knots? I guess that's notifications.
How's it
N-O-T-S.
Spelled? N-O-T-S. Okay, maybe
yeah, I think it's notifications. Okay, yeah. So they were talking, and then she got two notifications on Snapchat. He has said again, I have no problem. I have no problem so many times.
Just trying.
He just
no problem.
Wait,
the but he has no
you
problem.
You want to go to your friend's house at 9 p.m.
I have no problem.
I have no problem.
Oh, the first oh, I have got, no problem first.
That's the going to your house, your friend's house at 9 p.m.
I have no problem. All right.
You got two notifications on Snapchat when you are with me.
I have no problem. Okay.
But the fact that she was hiding her phone from me while replying the notifications got me suspicious. So I decided to check her phone. This is where things. This is always where things.
You know they always say if you don't want to see, don't bother.
Do you understand? Don't smell what you're not gonna eat. Anyway, until I decided to check her phone, I got the phone and had replied a guy. I think it's and she. Maybe that was the typo. And had replied a guy with "I'll visit another time."
Ooh.
So I think she had replied a guy on Snapchat like "I'll visit another time." I was shocked. Okay, so it has moved from I have no problem.
So I'm shocked. It's progressing.
Yeah, it's progressing into my living room. All right. And then he says, this was a guy who had proposed to her three times and she had rejected him.
Okay.
But she was now going to see him at 9 p.m. on Val's Eve. So I think that's where she was going instead of going to see her friend.
Wait, when she says I'll visit another time, the notification came on Val's Eve now.
No, the notification came after Val's Eve when he was spending time with her.
Okay.
He was spending time with her and then she got notifications on Snapchat.
Okay.
And then the notification was her replying the guy and saying, I'll visit another time. Okay. And apparently that guy has proposed to her 3 times and she said no. So he's thinking this is not a guy she's interested in, obviously.
Yeah.
And then he says, I really don't know what to do right now. She's been acting weird for 2 weeks now. I had suspicions, but I didn't want to blame her for anything. I truly love her. But this thing that she did just broke me. My friends are suggesting I keep on gathering evidence of her cheating and just show it to her when I'm fed up.
Yeah.
I just want to break up with her. Please, I need your advice on my next step. So just full rundown.
Yeah.
He talks to his girlfriend on Valentine's Eve at 9 p.m. She says, oh, I'm going to my friend's house. I'm bored. And he's like, oh, I have no problem with that. And then another time he's chilling with her and then she's like holding her phone, reply, he's like, it's suspicious.
Yeah.
Grabs the phone, checks it, realizes that she's telling a guy, first of all, why are you visiting him on Valentine's Eve? You know, I guess that's where his red flags are sort of showing up. He's like, why are you visiting him on Valentine's Eve? That's sometimes. And then why didn't you tell me you're going to see
Well, how did he confirm that it was Valentine, like that's where she was?
He's just assuming, I guess, because there's nothing in the message that links
says, yeah, because
to,
if after he says I'll visit another time,
he's just the one that says, so he says, this was a guy that proposed to her 3 times and she had rejected and she was going to see him at 9 p.m. on Val's Eve. So is it that he's seen the date, that he has, is it that he's seen a conversation that shows that she came to visit him that day, or he's just
concluding,
you know what you're just adding two and two. Say 1 + 1 = 4.
Mathematics teacher. Okay.
So
okay.
Off the bat, I always say this. The moment you go through your partner's phone, you're gonna find something.
I think that one, right? The moment that you even think of going through your partner's phone, there's already a problem. I think that there's already mistrust. Yeah, there's already a trust issue. Trust issue there somewhere. Because it's one thing to be inquisitive and curious. Right. It might not necessarily be because your partner is showing any flags. It might just be from your past experience or something someone said that just spikes off let me try and be careful here. Let me see if there's any other thing going on, right? That's that part. But where you already feel the need, you know, either your gut feeling is telling you something or what they have done or not done, said or not said, body language here and there, you know, is making you want to go through their phone. And this is not a go through their phone where, you're just like,
like just came across something.
Like you're looking for something. You're looking for something.
Yeah.
Once you're already in that place.
It's bad.
Yeah.
Because my first instinct. Once I see that you're hiding your phone while we're in a conversation, I say, why are you hiding your phone? Oh, yeah, show me what you're sending. Do you understand? Not to wait for you to reply. I'm looking at you with the side eye. And then when you leave the room, I'm now going through your phone. Like, all of that is
I think for me, because I'm quite big on trust, right? I think for me, the moment that you would normally talk to this person around me.
Exactly.
And for some reason, you know, for whatever trade secrets you're trying to keep.
It's in a trade secret. No Kiwi.
Whatever trade secrets or national security information concern I am trying to keep. That somehow, someway, I am not the threat to public interest or national security. Yeah. You know, but I think that by the time you start to act differently, you know, there's already an issue.
I just feel like it's already an issue.
But
for I'm saying is like being able to communicate with your partner immediately because... You know, I'm just tying it back to what you're saying about mistrust. Because I trust my partner is not lying to me and trying to deceive me, and because we're in a healthy relationship, I should be able to say, oh, I found this thing that you did suspicious. And then when they respond, I should be able to take that as word. Like, I'm just going back to the issue of why do you now have to go through her phone or go through his phone?
In fact,
when you could just ask a question.
In fact,
direct. Why are you gathering evidence?
If you
gathering evidence, what is this?
You know the funny thing when people
they cheat on me, and you know they cheat on me. Mom, know what you they do?
That's just torture.
That's in it.
You know, that's just torture because
it's a lot.
Because now you are in a place where you're not at peace, and then you are in a place where you are calculating the other person's step or action or inaction.
Exactly. And that's, like, you have turned to Sherlock Holmes.
That's a lot. I think that, you know, even just like we start, you know, when we started and said, okay, people just come out there and share their stories. The fact that you have to come to the public, you know, to the public and begin to share this and say, what should I do? Exactly. I'm actually questioning the kind of relationship that you, have already. And I'm not even judging you, please, because, you know.
Each their own, like you said.
I'm really not judging you, but I'm already questioning it because I think that if I have to go to, you know, some of this blog or anything to go and say, this is what my partner is doing, and I cannot confront them. I mean, I understand that you might not necessarily want to confront head on because you could be wrong.
Yeah.
And you sort of like want to take your time and observe things.
Yeah.
But I think that there are certain ways to have a conversation. Yeah. It may not be immediately. I mean, for me, I most likely will not even hit on because somewhere you're still trying to gauge things.
Yeah.
And that's fine. But if this has gone on for weeks,
Exactly.
And you've spoken to your friends, you know, and I hear words like, I love this person. And then I hear words like, I don't want to break up. And then I hear words like, I want to break up.
Yeah.
You know, it seems like you're in a place where you clearly are not in the best emotional state to even continue.
Honestly.
Right. And I think that if you're with someone and that person is in that place and the other party doesn't even know, have any inclination as to that, it just feels like a mismatch.
For sure.
Yeah, it feels like you're just showing up, you know. You're just showing up because you are playing detective.
Exactly.
And, you know, that's just as dishonest as the person who's cheating on you.
Well, I was going to say that, but I didn't want it to look like, oh, we are women, so we're just supporting women. I feel like and that's what relationships are right now. They're a game. It's a game. Everyone is trying so hard not to get hurt.
Yeah.
Everyone is trying so hard not to be the one on the losing side. Yeah. And you just end up hurting each other and then leaving those situations or those relationships with scars that will take years and years to heal.
Yeah.
You know, when you could just be open and transparent and vulnerable and say, listen, I'm uncomfortable. I'm insecure. Yeah. I need assurance that you're in this. And you should be having those conversations with your partner.
I agree.
Not with Twitter.
I agree.
But I mean, to each their own.
Yeah,
I'll keep saying that.
And if that gives you some sort of solace.
I feel like this guy already knows his relationship is over, but it's the whole thing of mind over matter, because your mind is telling you one thing, but your heart is still with this person, and you really, really want to be with this person, right? You want what you've seen to be a lie, but it's not a lie, my dear. Leave that relationship. She's gone. She's gone. But you know what's busting my brain? I saw a meme last week and somebody was like, Omo, if you want to catch your partner cheating, don't go to their Instagram, don't go to their WhatsApp. This story now validated that Snapchat is like. So we're giving the girls the nuggets. If you don't want to take our advice and you want to start gathering information,
just
on
be like me, delete your Snapchat.
Only
install and log in when you actually need to do something. But I mean, Mado.
Okay, so that's the end of that segment. And
that was quite a story.
It was really. I can't wait for like a future. Do you understand? Because I feel like the stories are only going to get steamier.
It's the joy.
I like hearing about other people suffering.
Yo,
anyway,
oh my God.
I'm sorry. That's not who I am. I'm a positive girly.
He couldn't even say that with a straight face.
I'm mostly positive, though. Okay. On a good day. I'm positive on a good day, guy.
Oh, God.
All right. We said no laughing in this episode.
Oh, God. It's true.
So, serious face now. We're about to talk about a very serious topic, which is goal setting. So, I know that it's like March right now and people have fallen off.
Yeah.
People have really fallen off. Like, all those resolutions you wrote on the 1st of January. I know this year started seriously because 1st of January was a Monday. This year started like, it's time, you know? 2023 was the year of sitting back.
Another thing I noticed about 2024 is 1st January wasn't as long. People were not complaining about the length
of January.
But it was just the fact that they had come out from a year previous year that was really tough.
Bala blue.
Yeah.
Blue. Have to say that's what 2023 was.
So, you know, everybody entered in and just wanted to get it.
Yeah.
So it was, I mean, I was looking for all the, January is so long.
It was, we didn't have like, any of that too. Everybody was like, January? No grief for anybody. We know they grief for anybody this year. So I was like, all right, energy.
Apply pressure.
But that energy has fallen. That energy has sort of fallen off for most people. I think the statistics show that by the end of January, in fact, people already start losing momentum for the goals that they've set for the year. And I think me and Osa, we want to see women thrive.
Yeah.
Right. Certainly. And if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. I can't believe I'm using my daddy's words on this podcast, because when he said that, I used to roll my eyes. But really and truly, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. When people say things like, oh my God, that year just like ran by. Oh my God, like I can't believe how fast that year was. It's because you did not have plans. Yeah. So your days just came and went without any progress towards who you want to be and who you want to become. So why I wanted us to touch on this topic is because I know that a lot of people are going to be falling off, and I just wanted to be I wanted us to be like a ladder for them, to just encourage them to get back on the saddle, and that January is not the only time for new beginnings.
Yeah.
Any day that you wake up is a time for you to start afresh. People always wait till the first of the year because I guess there's that spirit in the air.
Yeah.
But March, April, May, June, you fall off, get back on the saddle. So the first question I offer you today, Madam Osa, is...
You know why I'm laughing? Because when he said, oh, I just wanted us to be the ladder to them, like this ladder, you're going to have to pick up this ladder because this ladder...
Wait, we need the ladder.
This, your ladder needs a ladder.
Wait, we need the ladder. I'm hoping that as we help others, the seeds that we are sowing...
Shall also be helped
by... Shall also grow and produce fruits in our life. I'm just hoping. Lord Jesus, please.
Jesus is the ladder.
Ladder follow. Follow the ladder. Follow the ladder. Follow the ladder to heaven. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Sister Ime.
This is supposed to be a serious topic.
Sorry.
All right, guys. We're so sorry for the breaking transmission.
That was all me.
Let's start with that. Do you set goals?
I mean, I'm learning to. I'm learning to set smart goals. I think that's the word.
Mm.
So I used to have goals, but it used to be like, you know, I don't know. Where would they play? You know, you're playing football. You're trying to score from.
I wish I can fly.
Yeah. So I'm learning to in the last couple of years. Really, last year I was impressed. Like I shocked myself.
Mm,
you know,
that's the best way to feel at the end of the year.
I shocked myself. You know, and it wasn't even in what I achieved. It was the fact that I actually had like quarter, this quarter, next quarter, this. I'm like, who's this grown ass woman? But yeah. I shocked myself. But what are my considerations when I set a goal?
Mm. I think you've already touched on it now. You've already mentioned smart.
I just learned that one now.
So you know what they talk about? Like people were just married last year and say,
guys, you know,
let me teach you how to keep a man. You've been only married for 24 hours. What are you keeping there?
Don't let me teach you because I'm still learning to use the measuring tape, man.
Yeah.
So... maybe smart, like they say, but I think that also looking at where you're going, right? Where is it that you're actually going?
Exactly.
You know, where is it you're actually going? Mm. And then see, you know, that big picture, what are the bus stops? What are the milestones, you know, that you want to achieve? So I remember telling, I don't even know why marriage came to mind, but someone asked me, it was the most ridiculous question. So when do you want to marry? And I say, and they're like, okay. So are you seeing somebody? I'm like, no. So how do you want to marry?
By that year.
And then like, but don't you have to date first and cut? And I'm like, but I mean, people date for 3 months, 6 months, you know, 9 months, 1 year, 3 years, whatever.
And get married.
And it was a joke because, you know, but then I also realized that with every other facet of your life, right? Mm. So there's the big picture. The question is do you even have a big picture? And some people don't. Mm. And I think that's also fine.
Yeah.
To be honest, because I'll be lying to say that, you know, everyone has it figured out from the onset. Mm. Some people, the picture just gets unveiled as you go.
As you go.
Right. So there are some parts of my life that, you know, I do have this is what I
see,
you know, of course, I'll definitely go higher than that, but this is what I see. But there are some parts of my life that truly, if you ask me, what do you see as the end? I'm like, I'm still trying to understand why I'm even here in the first place.
Yeah,
right? Trying to figure that out. So I think that, yeah, big picture, if you do have a big picture, and then what are the milestones? So if you're going to Abuja from Lagos, your destination is Lagos, right? Mm-hmm. Where are the cities that you have to go through, mm-hmm. right? And then how long will it take you to get through from city to city? So you're going from Lagos to Ibadan. Ibadan takes you to you pass through Edo, Kogi, yeah. and all of that. Like those milestones, right? You break that trip into bits and say, okay, if I get to Kogi or Kenya or whatever, or Benin, am I going to eat there? You know, how long will it take me to eat there? You know, these things can change because you're not necessarily in control of life.
Yeah.
You can only control as much. But then just ensuring that there's a trajectory, right? I mean, God has his own way. For those of us that believe in God, God has his way of just seeing things out. But you actually have to have like, okay, this is where I'm headed. So you don't just enter a nika and they carry you. Go,
honestly, reminds me of that popular saying that if speed doesn't matter when you're going the wrong way.
I learned that one, or rather, I heard that thing when I was older, and it made so much sense to me, and still makes so much sense to me. Because to be very honest, I think that if you talk to older people and if you hear other people's stories, you realize that going fast to nowhere is an absolute waste of time. In fact, it's better you never even took the trip. Yes, you know, you might learn lessons, may or may along not, the along the way.
You know how, I don't even mean to sound religious, but you know how they say that all things will just work together for your good.
So you might learn lessons along the way. You might get character, your character might get built along
character
the way.
Character building relationships. You know, so,
stop character building relationships.
But it's always just good if you're on the right path. Because,
in the first place.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's just good.
I love what you said. Everything you said, I stand by it 100%. You're a very wise woman. You're a very, very wise woman. If I could stand up without upsetting the microphone setup, I will. You're a very wise woman.
Thank you, my wife.
But yeah, it's really, really, oh God. The big picture is so important.
Yeah.
I would say that even in the areas that you haven't yet figured out, that should be on your prayer list. You need God to give you a vision.
Yeah.
Because once you have a vision and you learn this by principle, right? Let's take God out of the equation for a minute. When you study the lives of the people who we call successful, they always start out with a vision. There's like something that they see, so that all your resources, all your time, all your effort is being channeled towards that big picture. But when you're just scrambling and you're building on Legos, but you don't know what exactly you're trying to create with the Lego, you might have something pretty, but you would realize that if you had followed the picture on the Lego, you would have come up with something even better. So important what you've said.
Finish what you're saying.
And then the only thing that I wanted to like raise as well is also know why you want that big picture. Because a lot of the things as women that we are told to aspire towards, it's not a one size fits all thing. Right? You have situations where some women are in marriages and they wake up one morning and they say, I don't want to be here. I don't want to have kids. I don't want to be married. I don't. And it's almost like an epiphany. So I'll also say when you're setting your goals, know your why and let it be a why that you truly believe in. Everything still boils down to what we talked about in our first episode about self-awareness.
Yes, I was just about to say that I'm still such a sucker for you. Like, what do you want? You know, why do you want it?
So please, when you're setting goals, it's so important. And not only so that you are just caught up in, not only because you could be caught up in verbal programming or in conditioning, but also because knowing your why can be your motivation. It can be the reason why you keep going when you face obstacles. Because when you think to yourself, like, okay, the reason why I set this goal in my career was because I wanted to impact people or I wanted to save lives or help people who couldn't help themselves. And you fall off on the first day, or you fall off because it's March, and you remember that why, there's almost like a new, like a rekindled fire that just burns again. So it's so important that, like us, I said, have the bigger picture in mind and know your why.
In your why, or in answering your why, your own might not necessarily be for other people.
Yeah.
I mean, eventually you can begin to build around impact.
Yeah.
Sometimes the why might just be for yourself. Yeah. Right. I remember talking to someone yesterday.
That's a worthy cause.
Yeah. And I'm like, so why do you want to do this? A very elderly man. So, like, you have barely how many years? I did try myself telling somebody, you have barely how many years on earth, and you want to spend the rest of your days
doing
this
shit.
Doing this. And then when he told me why, from his past and what this meant for him, that even if he wasn't gonna be it's a man here, but he applies it that way. Even if he wasn't gonna be alive, you know, to enjoy it or not, he wanted his kids to look at that, you know, and see certain things and feel a certain way.
Yeah.
And just looking at his face and the joy that brimmed from his face, he has not even achieved it, but just seeing that joy, I couldn't say any other thing but I pray that God gives you the grace and the resources that you need to accomplish this. So your why really can be for you, and it can be for other people. Eventually, and I know that God,
the moment you do it for you, to spill.
Other people will be benefit. Impacted. So when you're looking for your why, I'm just saying, like, don't look for why, you know, trying to pick other people's why because it sounds noble.
Do your own why.
Do your own why, and you know, let
God this podcast. Do your own why.
You know, let your creator and let God show you, you know, what the bigger why and purpose is for that.
I like what you've said. It's very profound because do you know how much programming we go through as individuals? Talk more of being woman. There's so much programming. It's so subtle.
Yeah.
It's so subtle, but even your why can be programmed based off on what you've been exposed to and based off on what other people have modeled. You can actually start to think, oh, maybe this is something that I also want to do.
Yeah.
So that time to just check in with yourself and say, okay, listen, if I was given a blank slate and I could do life all over again, what would I want? Like, it is so important. And you have to keep asking yourself that question because many times down the road, because you haven't figured it out, your why can change.
Yes, thank you.
Your why can actually change.
I agree.
Constantly checking in with yourself and asking yourself, like, okay, this is my why. This is why I'm setting this goal. I want to be da-da-da-da-da by this period. You know, after you've used all the smarts, you know, I want to be by this period, by this one, to do this. Okay, now why do I want it? And then to come back a month later and say, is this still why I'm doing this?
Yeah.
Have I been caught up somehow?
Yeah.
For instance, now take this podcast. We started this podcast to say, okay, you know what? We want to actually share our experiences and create like a community where people can as well. And then maybe later on, you know, this podcast, in Jesus' name, amen, we monetize, we start making money or whatever.
Run out as business.
You know, you have to keep on checking back with your wife so that you don't lose, the reason why you started everything in the first place. It is so important that we keep that going. And some of these tools that we share as well are tools that, you know, we've used and we've seen it. Like for me, when my engagement fell apart, I had to ask myself all over again why this was a goal for me. Why is it important that I find a life partner? And because I was able to identify that why, it shaped all my dating choices somewhat. It's almost so clear from the first interaction that this person is husband material or is not. Whereas before that, I was just going off of the places of feelings and emotions.
Yeah.
So some of these things that we share as well, it comes from a place of, oh, we've seen these things work and it can help somebody else, you know? Yeah. Like, and that's why it's important that our listeners also engage.
Yeah.
Because I feel like you can only do as you know.
You can't do more than
you know. You can't do more than you know. Yeah. So knowledge is so powerful when we share it with each other, when we're able to just speak these things on the podcast or when you guys are able to, in the comment section, just let your thoughts be known. We're all learning from each other, and to be honest, what more can you ask for?
And I think that even just looking at it health wise especially for women, wellness, I think it's also important that when we set fitness goals, wellness goals, you know, a lot of that, it's cute to want to do something, lose weight, because everyone is losing weight, but then it's also important because, like Pearl said, it actually helps to keep you on track as to why am I losing weight. Like, I converse with people and I was okay, so why are you going to the gym? Like, I just want to look cute, and that's fine, honestly.
That is
somebody else is there because their BP is an issue,
yeah.
Somebody else is there because, you know what, they have, and there's some genetic disorder something, and they're trying to fix that. Someone else is there because they're trying to network.
Yeah.
Someone else is there
to pick up men.
to
pick up men.
Are they beans?
Because some of the things that ladies wear to the gym, I mean. Story for another day.
But yeah, so whatever your why is, I don't want you to feel like your why has to be what somebody else's why is.
Yeah.
You know, and even for your fitness journey, I mean, just get knowledge, like Belle said, really. Yeah. Get knowledge and then decide, you know, which one it is for you.
Yeah. And another thing I wanted us to talk about when it comes to setting goals is literally... Yeah. How now that I've literally sat down, I've made smart goals, I've looked at the resources I have, the time that I have. Let's even talk about that for a second. Some of you make goals that are just unrealistic.
But
realistic. They might not be unrealistic as to how big the goals are. I never ever say that a goal is too big or too small.
Yeah.
What I mean by unrealistic is you're a 9-to-5er, you're a mom to many kids. There's only so much time that you have in a day. You're setting yourself up for failure and the feeling of disappointment. When you set goals that require time-intensive effort, you know, for a resource that you don't have. So I think when we are setting goals to make them easy and digestible, we need to be very realistic with ourselves. Like, okay, how much free time do I have now?
Yeah.
You know, how much guilt-free time can I take out of my schedule to invest in this? And another thing I wanted to say before I quickly, before I forget, what happened?
I'm sorry. When you said it, I remember when I signed up for French classes and
I said I'll learn Spanish in 6 months and it took me 5 years.
Guy, it's not
even, I'll never forget.
It's not even just that I was going for the classes and the amount of money I invested into it. It's how I used to go to the French class and I would sleep off.
But French class would be so boring.
I was tired. Like, I promise not. I didn't have. So that was the time where we had like how many people supervising from like the different offices.
Yeah.
So I'm answering how many people.
Yeah.
And I would leave the office, go for evening classes. I know that I should have just picked weekend. Exactly. But somehow I picked evening classes because somewhere in my intelligent mind,
I thought to yourself, I will make the time.
And then, you know, I'll go there. Sometimes I'll go with my level. I'll be walking and Musio, whatever his name, I can't. I'll be literally replying whoever I'm replying. Or I'll go and then I'll sleep. Sorry, like when you said the mom in and time resources.
No, factuals. And it does much to buttress the point. Like, we need to be very, very realistic about these goals. We need to be. Man. And we also need to be realistic as to the milestones that we set.
Yeah.
Right? Because now you have the bigger picture. Then you're setting a milestone and you're saying, okay, I'm going to read 50 books in the first quarter of the year. How sweet. Like, if you do have the time and the resources to do that, big ups you. But many people who set these goals do not.
Yeah.
Then you're wondering why you're sad and you're feeling frustrated,
yeah.
You know? So these goals have to be, okay, I've taken into consideration, what do I do every day?
Yeah.
When is my free time? When is my downtime? Okay, yeah. I can use 7 to 8 p.m. to do this, you know, and just give your 1% to that goal every single day. Yeah. What else do you think has helped you?
I would think that...
Achieve goals.
Yeah, yes to all that Pearl said, but also there are people... And maybe when you see those people, do not compare yourself with them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like... You just need to be realistic with what you do have and what you can achieve.
Who just prefer to do that. Let me see. What has worked for me? Writing has worked. Would I say vision boarding?
Being able to visualize it.
And just, you know, put a picture to it. Maybe a picture of a person that reminds you of that. Or a picture of a thing or a place that helps you just keep your eyes. There's that bit, you know. So there's writing. There's visualizing, right? I see that when you write something, I don't know how God has done it on earth, but when she put out something as an intention, he finds resources start to pull towards that thing. You know, he's all powerful. I don't know how he has made that happen. So writing, visualizing, people around you, you know, people around you can either help or they can destroy. I have a friend that has like pictures of all the very great people that he admires that keeps his so they're somewhere in his office. There's that. For me, let me go travel wise, some of the countries that I have visited and the ones that I want to visit, I literally start to follow their explore page. Like a page that is dedicated to that country. Mm. It sort of like keeps me in check as to, it keeps my interest, right? As yeah, it keeps my interest going. You know, it's like, oh, I want to really go to this country. I start following a page.
Yeah.
I just start following their page. It really is just what it is, because it keeps my mind there. Mm-hmm. There's also something that I tried last year that I think that, you know, was cute when I was trying to, you know, put like a vision board on my phone, because really and truly, where my board is in the house, I don't really go there.
Yeah, to
look
to
at
see it.
To see it.
And seeing know? It is the
main. Yeah, it's supposed to be the goal. So I created a virtual one and used it as my wallpaper on my
devices.
On my phone.
Okay.
So it just helped me. So even if I'm not consciously looking at it, every now and then I'm sure I'll see that image, right? Another tip. So I've talked about writing, visualizing, surrounding yourself with people or with that thing, information around that thing, you know, and that goal can be anything. If it's fitness goal, then you want to look for a picture or something that represents that. Getting information or surrounding yourself with information about that thing, you know, also helps. So people, community, yeah. Information. I mean, I believe a lot in prayers. Mm-hmm. So I can really not take that out of the equation.
Of course.
So, and what else? Please, I beg you, if you find that you fall off the wagon, I think that one of the things that eats us up or kill us the most or literally aborts the journey is when we stay in condemnation.
Thank you.
Right? So the time you spend trying to, and we all do it, I don't know about you, Shami, I do it, trying to critique yourself and condemn yourself. See that time? It might just be 2 minutes old, but you see that feeling and that energy that you use, because your mind, or when you're speaking to yourself, your mind doesn't see things as words. It sees things as images and experiences. It spills to other areas, you know. So whatever it is that was, it's just the same way they say gratitude helps to lift. Condemnation and critiquing just pulls down, to be very honest. So, and it spills to every other area, because when you see that you're not achieving something in one, rather than even trying to see where you are achieving, because you're focused on that one, that energy just starts to water down, or yeah, rise, quote unquote, the other things that you're even...
Not yeah, rise, you know, adding to dictionaries.
Get out. You know, so as much as possible, there will be, I don't know about people who are very, you know, consistent, like, there's no time where there's no downtime. All
glory to your elbow.
Yeah.
They say it's grease, but I want it's glory to your elbow.
You know,
all grease.
But there are times where, for whatever circumstance that comes, it could be life, it could be things that happen, it could even be your health. You know, it could be anything unforeseen, foreseen, could have been prevented, but no, you chose to enter into it. You know, whatever. Tell yourself the truth. Be sincere to yourself. But then from that point, pick out what you can begin to do.
Yeah.
To move you closer to where it is that you wanted to be at that time.
Yeah.
You know, rather than staying there and just condemning yourself and feeling like you're the worst thing since gutter. No, you're not.
We need to stop doing that.
Yeah, no, you're not. And you're not the only one.
Yeah.
Don't mind those people that are feeling like, oh, that they were announced and say, oh, I said this, go.
I beg you. I beg you.
You know, all glory to them. I mean, glory to their elbow.
Glory to their elbow.
But find your own elbow and grease it.
Give your elbow glory.
You know.
Give your ever glory.
Yeah. But yeah, so yeah, just take it easy on yourself.
Yeah.
It's not easy if you are ambitious and you're driven, but take it easy on yourself.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
So I feel like that we need to actually make that the title of this episode.
Yes.
Because
glory to your elbow.
Yeah. Not glory to your elbow or day. Take it easy on yourself. Because some of the goals that we set, who are you trying to impress? And you need to actually journal in your diary this evening. I've given you a journal prompt.
Yeah.
Just have the title. Who am I trying to impress?
Impress me.
Who am I trying to impress?
I'm always impressed by people that achieve.
Your life is yours. Some people will say, oh, I have 90 years on this planet. I have 100 years. Or more, life is short. Even if you get 200 years, life is very short. Before you know it, a stage has passed that you can never recover again. So give yourself grace.
Yeah.
I said it earlier in the episode and I'll say it again. Every single day, I don't wake up as the person I was yesterday.
Yeah.
Because it's when you start carrying the guilt and the failures and the disappointments of the past that you are just burdened. You're not even motivated.
True.
You don't even want to get up and do it again.
Sure.
Because you've told yourself that you're somebody that doesn't stick to your word.
Exactly.
You've told yourself, you've proven it, and now it's become your label. Break that label. Give yourself grace. Every single time you fall down, get back up. Yeah. That is the only difference between people we celebrate and the people we don't. Is that those guys just knew how to say, listen, I failed, I'm doing it again.
I failed, I'm doing it again. You owe yourself that. You honestly owe yourself that, to not be in a place where you just feel like, ah, I failed. So, I mean, I said I was going to lose 5 kg this month. I added 2. I beg fitness. People get fitness. Where then they go, me then they go. No. Get up again. Yeah. Do it again. Okay, you said you're going to lose 5. You only lost, you added 2. Okay, start with, I will not add 2 this month. Like, change your goal. Like, forgive yourself. Reinvent every single day. As a woman, you owe yourself that. Another tip that I wanted to quickly state is this idea of us just going in activo mode. Yeah. We just keep going. So we never have a checking point where we can actually celebrate our successes.
Yeah.
There's nothing that motivates you more than doing that appraisal.
Ooh. Yeah.
Oh my God. Like you said it yourself, like last year was a good year because you shocked yourself. You were able to look back, create a checking point where you look back like, okay, I've said I'm going to do this at the end of the month.
Yeah.
Okay, let me go back and measure it. Yeah. Right? That ties into SMART goals as well. Your goals have to be measurable.
Yeah.
Okay, let me go back and measure it. Mm-hmm. Okay, I didn't do this, but I was able to do this. Like, we have a goal that we've set for this podcast as the listeners we want to have.
And if we're being honest, we set a goal for
February 1st.
Yeah. We set a goal for that. We set a goal for the videos. Days we wanted to. We set a goal. And there's so many things that we have missed, but somehow we just
keep going.
So, okay, let's make up for this with this. Really.
Because if you give up on your goals, nobody's going to pick it up for you. It will die.
It's going to be swept.
It will die. And we do not want that for you. Yeah. I've had dead goals that I just look back on and I'm like, what if, I think I was having a conversation with my sister the other day. She was like, wait, man, why did you stop drawing? I used to draw. And these days I try to paint banana, you guys. And it fell off. God's gifts are without repentance, right? So it's not like the gift is no longer there. But because you've left it, you've let it die. It is so hard to take a fruit that is dead and plant it again.
Mm.
You have to start from the seed all over again. You have to go back to learning from the scratch. So please, any progress is progress. You said you were going to work out 5 days a week. Yeah. You did 1 minute in 1 day. Celebrate that success. Yeah. It pushes you. Be your own champion. Be the person that says, you can do it. Go again. Go again.
And
go again. Those are the 2 words I have on my mirror.
Yeah. Go again.
Yeah, right? Go again. Every single morning I wake up, that encourages me that this is a new day. Yes, yesterday I failed. Yeah. Yesterday I did not deliver on my promise. Yeah. But I'm going again. That needs to be your energy. It is more important than discipline.
I agree.
I think it's more important than discipline because discipline can only take you to the point where you fail. After you fail, what happens? You now feel like, oh, all of that's a waste.
Yeah.
Having the resistance and the determination and the resilience. That's the word I was trying to look for when I was saying all those words. Having the resilience to chase after the life that you want every single day without repentance. Like, okay, I failed here. I'm going again. This is the life I want. This is the life. This is what I want to achieve.
Yeah.
Is what will definitely make you stand out.
Yeah.
That's literally, I feel like, what has helped me because when it comes to failing, come on, I don't fail. You know, somebody may not try everything. I don't try everything for this life. I don't fail. But I never get to a point. Do you know when I said I was going to release my first music album? I think it was like 2014.
I'm going to release them. No worries.
Anyway, a decade later, I find myself now going back to that dream and saying, I'm not letting go of this dream.
Yeah.
I'm writing lyrics the best that I can. I'm talking to my friends who have studios. I'm trying to, if you don't give up on that dream, like she said, God will give you the grace that you need to restore all the years you left by. And I think that's the last thing I want to say on this topic. Leave space for magic.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. As human beings, we plan. But there's, I said on this podcast, I'm not going to be spiritual, but there's a place for magic. There's a place that God steps in and God steps in to actually crown our efforts. You understand? That resilience, heaven respects it.
Mm.
The earth respects it. Every single thing in the world respects it.
Yeah.
When you wake up and you say, I'm doing it again. I'm going again. I'm going to keep doing this and doing this until I make headway. At some point, magic happens.
Yeah.
God steps in. Everything just aligns and you're like, whoa, what I even thought I could achieve, I've gone further. You know, and that's what's gonna happen to our podcast in Jesus. I just spoke a word over the podcast.
Amen.
But really and truly, that resilience that it takes, you know, many people die unfulfilled because of what you said or said. They don't give themselves, and women and negative self-talk were like this.
We're the most critical of ourselves.
from your physical appearance. Some people don't even go to the gym because they want to be healthy.
Yeah.
They've just convinced themselves that there's something wrong with their hip dips. Yeah. There's something wrong with... Please, let your why make sense. Let your why actually make sense.
At this point, I told you that before we started, because I started sympathizing with certain kinds of people.
Honestly.
Just please.
No, but let your why actually make sense. Because what is that you are not attractive? You are beautiful the way that you are. Head to toe.
Whoever told you that there's a definition
of beauty.
And I don't blame you. I don't blame you because
we believed it too.
Yeah. And many of us, you know, grew up
serious
reading
insecurities
magazines,
that year. Or say, yeah, watching things. So if I want to take pictures, I'll take it from this angle.
Because
my nose is too big. If I take it from this angle, my nose is too big. It's getting.
Yeah.
I don't know
who fed us those things, but there's literally no reason.
Everybody fed us. The patriarchy,
why you don't feel beautiful about
social
yourself.
Media. TV, everything, you know, fed like a stereotypical beauty.
Yeah.
And it's a European beauty.
And the funny thing that it's still there till
date. Till date.
It's still there.
Now it's BBL. Tomorrow they'll say they don't want the ones with big bum. What will you not do?
Before BBL came, it was, what's it?
Skinny. Model.
Yeah.
Model.
And then you have to have like a pointed nose. Yeah. You have to have this. Yeah.
Then BBL
long
came.
Face.
Then all the skinny girls went and got BBL. So if they now say that they don't want to do BBL, we remove it.
You're going to.
If they say that, okay, oh, we love flat bum bum. It's meant to say, we love flat bum bum. You're going to flatter your bum bum? Where does it end?
Yeah.
You know, let your why be determined. I'm not going to tell you what to do with your why. My own why is determined by lasting impact. Honestly, impact on myself, impact on the people around me. Lasting, something that's actually tangible. Yeah. I don't set any stupid goal just for the purpose of setting. When I decided that I wanted to actually start working out, it was because I was tired of climbing stairs and breathing heavy.
Yeah.
Those things are, I think, more... Let me not say they are more worthwhile, Sha. Do what you want.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, I feel like let your why not be dictated by outside circumstances. Yeah. Because if you live your life under that kind of influence, you go choco.
Fact. We can wake up tomorrow morning and it will not be what is being defined right
Thank
now.
Thank you very much.
Just because there's a new... Trend, pop culture, whatever it is. And why all of that is not bad in itself is for you to understand that if you want to keep going with the tide and the
trends,
you'll be lost. You
will not accomplish anything.
And, you know, when she touched on this, when you talked about, you know, the whole spiritual thing, God never actually tells anybody to look back or to stand, you know, to be in a place where you're not moving. For every time that the Bible records that people speak to God or that people are asking for direction, it's always forward.
Yeah.
It's always forward. Mm-hmm. You know, I still read something today and it just dawned on me because I was like, okay, I would not share this because of time.
Yeah.
But it just dawned on me that God always just says forward. And that's why, you know, in the Bible, you hear things like not considering former things and just like he himself would tell you like, what has happened has gone.
Face front.
It's a new thing coming, you know. Yeah. So when Pearl said, you know, something about every day I'm going again, it's really because what has gone.
Yeah. You know, can't do anything about the
really,
past.
Time has gone.
It's useless.
You messed up and it's got, you can laugh at yourself if you want to. You can tell yourself the truth, but just know that it's gone.
Yeah.
You know, just know that's gone. And yeah, it's a new day. Like, Pearls, really,
yeah.
It's a new day.
Get up and grow again.
And be easy on yourself because nobody ever taught you how to live life. This is your first trial.
Yeah.
This is my first trial. Yeah. Like, I sometimes have to tell myself, like, guy, no, you've not lived this life before. You've not lived this day. This day, oh, you've not lived it before. This is your first trial.
Definitely not lived under Tinubu's economy before.
So, yeah, right. You've not lived this, so it's your
so
first
your
trial.
Press advice: they don't know what it's like to be Bala Blue.
Right, leave my president out of this now. Leave my president.
President, I respect and love you, sir.
But you know, so be easy on yourself. Yeah. Right, I mean, be truthful to yourself. You know, man, know thyself, know because. But be easy on. Go again, really. Yeah. Go again. Pick up the
yeah.
Dream.
So but everything we've said
it.
So far.
That's it.
You know, is please goal setting is important because if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. And it's encouraged, write the vision, make it plain, you know, so that anyone that can see can run with it. Mm-hmm. So set smart goals, visualize it. Make sure you're not setting yourself up for disappointment.
Mm-hmm.
Give yourself grace. You know, always forgive your own failures the way you forgive others around you. You too, you are worthy, you are important, eh? And you have value. So always give yourself grace, and please, please, please remember to celebrate successes, no matter how small. Once you're able to celebrate the little things, I promise you, those things will build a positive outlook.
It does.
You know, it will give you a positive outlook on yourself, and you will be able to achieve more. You can't achieve anything with a negative mindset.
At all.
Everyone will tell you that.
At all.
So all of these things, we will use it ourselves. Wait, we are writing things down.
And I think another, to just ask that, review your goals. Review your goals. I mean, it's great to set all of these things, set the goals, put measurements. But how do you even know that you are on the right track, right? So you know how there are signboards on the road when you're moving. You know, I like to speak with like pictures in my head, but there are signboards, you know, so you're constantly checking. Oh, okay, this is the road. I'm still on the right track. Oh, Ibadan, 900 kilometers ahead. You know, you're still on the right track. So then you see if you're not, you know, what didn't work. So
I
like,
need to reroute.
I need to reroute. Find like, oh, okay, what didn't work? What was it that I missed this week? Right. So if I say I'm going to work out 5 times in a week, right, and I'm not working out for 5 times, and I really want to do that, if I sit down and look at the week and say, how did this week really go, right? And what happened? Was it the timing that I said I was?
What was the problem?
What were wrong? And you know, was it the timing? Was it the people I was around? Was it how I wake up? Was it how I sleep? You know, so that you know that okay, next
this
week
is what I need to do.
This is what I need to do. This is the tweak. This is the tweak I need to. You know, that areas. I need to tweak and you know set this. Still be on course. Yeah. That's it.
Thank you so much. That is super important. So please review your goals.
Yeah.
And your goals can change.
Thank you.
You don't owe it to anybody to stick to what you plan to do last year. Why are you carrying over goals, Safe? The moment you realize that goal did not work, switch.
So I had to say.
You wanted to be a musician. Now you want to be a dancer. Nobody's going to. It's one life. It's only one life you have. Anyway, thank you so much, you guys, for listening. If you stayed listening to the end of this episode, I mean, you're a real G.
Your goal has been achieved. You set a goal. We're celebrating you.
Okay, so we want to give you guys an assignment. Yeah. If you know you have strong mind that you want to achieve your goals this year, put it in the comments. Put it in that comment section so that we hold you accountable.
And we will achieve. We'll hold you accountable.
Put the goal and the time you want to achieve it. On that day, you will get an email from a human being.
Yeah. And it's easier for us to hold you accountable than to hold ourselves accountable.
Yeah, it's easier. We are not going to put it in the comments.
It will be our goal. It's easier, but
put it in the comments. But please, also, you know, like the podcast, share it with your friends wherever you get your podcast, and please remember, if it's not too much stress, give us 5-star review, please, on the platform,
and send us your
feedback. Don't give us 5-star review. Give us whatever you think we deserve.
Our goal, let me tell you, our goal is that for every episode we put out there, we get 5 stars. That's our goal.
We're manifesting
it. You know, I said that we need people to achieve the goal. You are the people that we need.
Actually, you are our community.
You are our community.
Help us keep doing this. Yeah. It's not easy and it's expensive.
Especially with
it costs. Help us, please.
And thank you, thank you for all the feedback.
Oh my god, the feedback has been so amazing.
Thank you for spending time
when we were recording. I got another feedback and I was just like, oh my god.
No, the feedbacks, the messages I've been receiving, I'm just like,
this is what happens when you find purpose, guys.
So yes, thank you.
When you set goals and you actually do it, you know, everyone respects it. You know, so,
and you never know the people that will actually support you once you stay on course.
You lose
the benefit of something that you didn't try or you didn't stick to.
You might have just about to be hitting gold and then you turn back. You were just about to hit gold.
That story of the man that has been hitting the ground for so long and then just about to hit gold
and then he turned back. The day when you see that full picture, you could just say, Kah.
If you know that story, I know that you grew up with an old person around you, an African.
Yeah, man. Bye, guys. Yeah. I remember this 2024. No grief for anybody, even yourself. Bye.
Bye, guys. See you.